The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
840 1360 97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. If I talk inordinately quickly this half hour, it's because I have an inordinate amount of stuff to get to in this half hour. So without further ado, let's get to topic one of what, if I pull this off, will be three topics in less than 20 minutes. As you likely know, if you live in the Green Bay area, and you don't live in a cave in the Green Bay area, there's a major project underway in the Larson Green property and another project that may die tonight. We'll get more to that second one later, but the first one, of course, is Titletown Brewing Company. That's Titletown Brewing Company, which very, very successful business and sponsor of this show, full disclosure. And I've made no bones about it. They know this, and Brent Weicker gives me crap every time he sees me. I'm a pretty regular customer of Titletown Brewing. They have a major expansion ongoing in a couple of the Larson buildings. I've had the opportunity to take a couple of tours. I've been given an idea of what it's going to be all be when all the pieces are in place, and it is going to be a magnificent part of downtown Green Bay and that Broadway district. If you have driven by there in the last, 24 hours, you have noticed something. There is a huge, I would call it, a pipe and drape type banner about 5 feet by 20 feet in front of the Donald Driver statue there that says labor dispute. Shame on Titletown Brewery Company. One, they got the name wrong, the morons. Two, well, we'll get into two, three, and four with Jim Kratowicz, Chief Operating Officer of Titletown Brewing Company. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell, as far as you know, and I know that you've tried to find out what their beef is, labor dispute isn't really accurate. There's no labor dispute, but they apparently are upset that, and I believe you said a carpentry union, that it's not a union outfit that you used for at least one of the subcontractors. You go ahead and tell us what you know.
Right. So we're still in the fact-finding stage because we could never imagine that something like this would happen. But basically, our general contractor put through an open bid process where both union and non-union companies could bid on some of the subcontracting jobs. In fact, I believe four or five of the subcontractors working on our project are actually union contractors. It's just that this particular group, from what I understand, is upset that for their particular trade was not selected. The other thing I could say too is that, you know, typically in situations like this, there's an argument about price. Well, you go with the lowest contractor. Well, you know, in this case, it was a blend or a combination of price, but also, you know, quality, who's providing the quality. But as you know, we're on an aggressive time frame for our project, so timing was critical too. So it was a blend of all of those three things. And I guess the frustrating part, of the part that I don't understand, is you know, I can honestly say that probably within two or three years, the buildings that we're quote unquote saving would have been sent to the wrecking ball in a couple years, and we're creating a really cool destination for downtown Green Bay. Since we put that smokestack up there, you wouldn't believe how many people are taking pictures and the buzz that it's created. Plus, we're creating jobs. So I have a hard time understanding how something like this could happen. And I hope our customers and consumers, you know, can see through that and you know, recognize that we're trying to do something really good for downtown Green Bay.
Well, that's an understatement. I think this thing is going to be one of the crown jewels of the Broadway district. You know, you have told me a lot of what's going to be happening, and you have given me a tour. And in my opinion, this is why unions have a lower public approval rating than Congress, is because, as you said, this misses the entire point. They put this big banner out in front of the Donald Driver statue because they're trying to shame you, literally. They get your company name wrong. It's Titletown Brewing, not Titletown Brewery. But the Jim, I think you're right that most people are going to see through this. And this is where, okay, because one element of this project is a non-union shop, if you will. They want to shame your company that it has, and I know you've said some of this publicly. Just give folks an idea, and I know some things are still on the down low, and I get that. But give an idea of what this expanded facility is going to be like. I know it's been in the paper. I know I've talked about it. But this is just an amazing thing that you've got going over there.
Yeah, we're actually, in addition to a full production brewery, which at capacity will be probably one of the top five production breweries in the state. We're going to have a tap room that'll hold 200 people for small concerts, weddings, etc. But the first floor will also have a marketplace attached to it where you can get, you know, cheese, wine, you know, a butcher shop, something like that. Second and third floor are office space. And next year we have a rooftop beer garden planned. And then also the third phase, which I believe the plan is they're going to break ground in March. Terrence Wall, who's doing the City Deck project, has an offer to purchase on the two north buildings, and the plan there is for 80 apartments. So there'll be a combination of entertainment, residential, and office. So this is a very very exciting project, and it's all real. We probably have letters of intent for about 80% of the capacity already. So just by word of mouth, the building is filling up really fast.
You blew by this rather quickly, but that rooftop beer garden is going to be something, I think, really special.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be anything like it beyond Northeast Wisconsin, but I think even in the state, the views of city downtown looking east are just fabulous. And we're trying to work it where it could be 12 months out of the year. So we can have events, but we're already planning for it. All the elevators, utilities, the stairwells all go up to the roof. We're biting that off right now during the construction phase, so we'll be ready to go next summer, hopefully.
It'll be spectacular. And Jim, as we wrap up, I just have to tell you, Jim's given me a couple of tours, and the last time or two he's offered a beer and I couldn't because I was on the weight loss program. I'm off the weight loss program. So just anytime you want to invite me to another tour, Jim, and you offer a beer, the answer will be yes.
Well, last time I didn't recognize you. You did such a great job on your program. But we'll more than offer you beer there, Jim.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. Jim, listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on and clarifying this, because people are going to drive by this and they're going to wonder what terrible thing you did. And other than try to expand your business and make downtown Green Bay a better place, I can't think of a darn thing you're guilty of.
No, thank you. I appreciate it, Jerry.
All right, Jim Kratowicz, Chief Operating Officer of Titletown Brewing Company for the Union Illiterate. And by the way, labor dispute is just a lie. There's no dispute. You know what they do? This whole thing makes it look like they're on strike or something. No, and now I am also told, and I don't know this, but I am told that these two goons standing here aren't even union goons, but they're paid part-time. I guess you would say part-time. To be there. I will try to dig into that. And if any of those dunderheads are part of this want to come on for equal time, I'll be happy to give it to them. And I mean, I'd be happy to give it to them. That's exactly what I mean. All right. I've got to get to a bunch of things here. I want to remind you quickly, this coming Monday, July 21st, is the Brown County Republican Party's Meet the Ticket. It is a big event at the Ravine Pub and Grill, 2633 Manitowoc Road, 6:30 Monday night. I was invited to MC it. I'm on vacation next week. I'm actually going to be in Minnesota. It's going to be big. Governor Walker, Congressman Ribble, Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel, RP PW Chairman Brad Courtney, all sorts of state lawmakers and candidates. So if you want to meet the conservative ticket, statewide, literally, it's here, or there, I should say. That's the Ravine Pub and Grill, 2633 Manitowoc Road, Monday, 6:30. Everyone I just mentioned is confirmed. You're not going to want to miss that. I didn't have a choice, or I wouldn't be missing it, but my vacation was scheduled first. Tonight, now we were just talking with Jim Kratowicz of Titletown Brewing Company. Tonight is likely the pivotal moment in the Walmart debate in downtown Green Bay. It is likely there will be a final vote. And I'm just not going to sugarcoat this. If you are someone who does not want to see the other portion of the Larson Green Company sit vacant for God knows how long, and then when Jim Schmidt does come up with something, spend a lot of public money to do it. I'm just telling you, right now, at 8:51 in the morning, I think the project is dead. I think the two pivotal votes, the two swing votes, if you will, Dave Nenig and Brian Danziger are probably, well, I think almost certainly no votes. Nenig, I'm just about sure, is. And there was a time when he was considered a soft yes. He's now considered a firm no, and I am told the Walmart haters just beat him into submission. This may be too little too late, but I'm going to give their numbers out one more time. And I want you to think about something. You know, you just heard the exciting stuff that Titletown is doing. Jim Schmidt isn't holding out for that. Jim Schmidt is holding out for something that he wants, his idea of what belongs there, and that the city would pay for a lot of it. It would be great if there was another Titletown poised to do what Titletown is doing. There isn't. There is no Titletown Brewing Company across the street from the buildings we're talking about here. That's not going to happen. The Broadway crowd might be naive enough to think it is, but Jim isn't. He knows that this is going to cost a lot of money to do some public sector development. And he admits it will be years from now. So if you live, work, or own property in Green Bay, I urge you to call these two aldermen. Again, I don't know, but an impassioned last-minute plea from people who simply care about the city, and that's the way you present this, might be enough. Dave Nenning's number is 437-2318. 437-2318. This will be a shameful moment in Green Bay City government history if this goes the way I fear it will. 437-2318. Hatred for a brand name could cost hundreds of jobs, millions in development, peripheral business, and over the years, millions to the tax base, all without costing the city a dime. This is beyond perplexing to me. And I've been talking about it for God knows how long now. I'm still perplexed by this. Dave Nenning's number is 437-2318. 437-2318. Brian Danziger. Danziger has long been considered a no, but he is being even cagier than Nenig about where he sits on this. And he has said that he does wish he could pull Walmart to some type of compromise. Multiple buildings, smaller building, whatever, but Walmart's been pretty firm on that. Brian Danziger's number. Again, be courteous, civil, but impassioned. 609-7666. 609-7666. If you live, work, or own property in Green Bay, this, I believe, is important to you. Each one more time. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. Dave Nenig's number, 437-2318. 437-2318. We are packed to the rafters in the next 2 hours. We have U.S. Senator Ron Johnson talking about the humanitarian crisis at the southwestern border and what other things we might get to. By the way, I did not get to the Wicklund report coming out in the next half hour. We'll talk a lot about that tomorrow. And is the state losing appeal for young adults? Are we not liberal enough? Ton of stuff to get to. It's 8:56.
If children can come across elements that want to do harm to this country,